Hey. Psst. Hey, wake up, sweetheart. Wake up. Come on, my baby cakes, get up. You sleepyhead. It's already 7 a.m. in the morning. Are you surprised to see me? Yeah? Oh, I'm glad. I missed you so much when I was away. The entire time I was on that trip, I couldn't even focus. I couldn't think right. I was too busy thinking about you, darling. I missed you so much. Oh, yeah, right. Sorry. Let me explain. I know we weren't supposed to come home till like 2 weeks or whatever, but there was some major complications with the trip, and, well, they sent me home early. Isn't that great? I mean, it's not great for the company, but at least we're together, right? Oh, my sweetheart. How was Egypt? Oh, it was beautiful. I wish you could have been there. My boss treated everybody out to dinner. Can you believe that? He would never do anything like that. I guess he was having such a good time. You know, we should plan our own trip like that someday. Just you and me, baby. We can go to all sorts of places. Egypt, or maybe the United Kingdom. Oh, Paris. Oh, that would be romantic, wouldn't it? Just you and me versus the world. Huh? I need to work on my French? Is that what you really think? Well then. Je t'aime, mademoiselle. Hombre du flamage. Huh. Hey, it was good, was it not? What? It was horrible. No, I had you in the first half, don't lie. Okay, if it's so bad, I guess I'm going to have to change language. How about my Japanese? Ahem. Ore wa daisuki nan da yo. What? No? Still bad? Alright, you're just a hater. Don't hate on my style. How about plain old English? I love you. I love you so much. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Why don't you accept my love? You have to accept my love. Here, I'll prove it. Breakfast in bed. Blueberry pancakes with a little bacon. It's even got some sugar on top, just the way you like it. Oh, and some healthy orange juice. I made it all for you when you were dozing off. Try it with some syrup, here. Did you like it? You do? I'm glad. I'm aware that it's not Valentine's Day anymore. However, I wanted to give you these. They're flowers. Flowers that are just as beautiful as you. They're actually not real flowers. They're paper. I folded them myself. I basically learned origami overnight. Well, thanks to the internet. Huh? Why are they paper? I thought to myself, if I just got you regular flowers, they would wilt away and die. Paper flowers would stay with you forever, just like our love. Our love lasts forever. And that's not even the best part yet. Check this out. I got you these box of chocolates. Go on. Open them. Tiramisu. Yep. They're the best kind of chocolate, too. Airport chocolate. Are you gonna open one? All right. Oh. Oh, they must taste so great. Me? You want me to eat one? Say ah. No, I'm not gonna say ah. I'm not like a little child that'll eat your home. Tiramisu chocolate is so amazing. I knew I made the right choice. It's got the perfect texture, and it's so, so sweet. But of course, they aren't as sweet as you, baby cakes. Although, I do need something to drink. It's kind of stuck in my throat right now. May I have a sip of your orange juice? What? No. Oh, come on. Let me have some. My throat's killing me here. Please. A kiss on the forehead? Alright. But you will let me drink after I kiss you, right? Okay. Mwah. There. May I please drink your orange juice now? Oh, thank you. That hit the spot. Huh? Oh, you're right, I did finish your orange juice. Oh, my bad, I'm sorry. Not sorry. Oh, come on, baby, don't be that way. It's just orange juice. I can pour you some more downstairs. Oh, don't give me that face. You're acting like a real spoiled brat right now. Frickin' princess. What? I called you a princess. Isn't that nice? You're my princess. My beautiful princess. Oh, hear ye, a prince from a faraway land has a present for the princess. Why, that prince would be me. An elephant? No, I didn't bring you an elephant. How would I even gift wrap an elephant? What would you even do with an elephant? You would ride it to battle? So not only do you want an elephant, you want it to be a battle elephant? What are you even going to fight? You'll never know when you're gonna need it. Do you hear yourself right now? Right. Oh, sorry. My apologies. That's no formal way to address a princess. However, I do not have an elephant for you as of the moment. Although, I do have this. Here. Ta-da. No, not the paper bag. What's inside the paper bag? Open it. It's a cat plushie. It's all chonky and fat. When I was over there in Egypt, I saw it, so you know it's imported. I know it's no elephant for my princess. I didn't even have time to wrap it. I just grabbed the closest paper bag and... You love it? Really? That's great. So, did I win the princess over? I did. All right. Nice. Now we may combine our kingdoms and rule with an iron fist. You, me, king, queen, with our pet. The tiger. What's his name? Give him a name, quick. Terry the tiger. We'll rule this kingdom and chop the heads off our feet. Not too much? Too much? Okay. I'm an idiot, aren't I? But I'm your idiot. Looks like you're gonna have to take care of me. Oh, do you really mean that? Oh, I love you too. So what, are we just gonna stare at each other? Or are you gonna kiss me? you so much. You know, I actually still have one more thing for you. Too much? No, nothing is too much for my baby cakes. When I was on the plane, I got pretty bored. I couldn't keep playing games on my phone all the time. So I, got a piece of paper and pen and I wrote you a poem. You were so stuck in my mind, I just had to convey my feelings out. It's called I'll Go Anywhere With You. Let's run away. I don't care where. It doesn't really matter. As long as you're there. Hawaii, Canada, or Disneyland. They're fine with me. If you're holding my hand. You're the one person I'd want by my side. Just say you'll go with me. Then, where, we'll decide. Where shall we go when it's just us two? I'll go anywhere at all, as long as it's with you. Happy belated Valentine's Day, baby. I love you.